From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Labor Day weekend is upon us, and nearly 16 million people are expected to travel. In addition to the hassles of long lines at the airports and delayed planes, there are also concerns about the safety of some planes. A Boeing 737 jetliner erupted in flames last week. No one was harmed, but the Federal Aviation Administration has now ordered an investigation of all new Boeing 737s. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us now. Bob, can you explain a little bit what was the cause of this incident?
Yeah, this happened just after a China Airlines plane landed in Japan. All 165 passengers and crew members were able to scramble to safety. Investigators have determined that a loose bolt punctured a fuel tank. Apparently, there was a missing washer, and the bolt just jiggled loose.
And then the plane blew up, erupted in flame.
Burst into flames.
And so in the meantime now, the planes, other 730s, can they keep flying? 737s, can they continue to keep flying?
Yes, they can, although U.S. Airlines apparently are wasting no time inspecting these planes. Southwest, for example, has more than 280 Boeing 737s in service. And a spokesman there reports the airline has already completed more than half of the inspections that have been required by the FAA. It hasn't found anything that needed to be addressed. We talked to FAA spokesman Les Doerr about these inspections this morning.
We believe that the U.S. carriers are really jumping on this situation, and you know, we believe they'll accomplish the inspections that they need to, or at least in some way make sure that the assembly is working properly well before the 24-day deadline.
Delta Airlines has just four of these planes to inspect. A spokesman there says most inspections can be performed during overnight stops, so these planes don't even have to be taken out of service.
And what might happen? Might there be any further action once investigators take a closer look at what happened with these planes?
Yeah, that's exactly the question we put to the FAA spokesman today. Les Doerr told us this is an ongoing process.
This is the first part of what could be a several-part puzzle. Both we and Boeing are continuing to assess the situation. If, in fact, it turns out that there are other issues we need to address, or when a permanent fix is developed, we won't hesitate to take what action we need to.
By the way, this apparently isn't the first time this problem has come up. There's a report that back in 2005, Boeing received four reports of a nut from this wing assembly coming loose. Boeing even determined back then that the loose nut could cause a fuel leak. It sent a service letter out, but a service letter doesn't require action. This new directive from the FAA does, and it means that there will be an inspection every 3,000 flights.
Thank you so much, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.